I got some new information.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert update. A quick look at what's happening in entertainment.
Real juicy.
On My Talk.
Tell me something good.
Okay, Demi Lovato has been in the spotlight since she was 9 years old. She has a new documentary on YouTube, and it's called Simply Complicated. Some of the things that were revealed in this, the first time she did cocaine was when she was 17 and working on the Disney Channel.
Wow.
I know. I was shocked to see that.
M-I-C-K-E-Y.
Thanks, Mickey.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Don't think it was... I throw you with my singing
on. Okay. So she was scared because her mom told her that your heart could just burst if you do cocaine. But I did it anyways, and I loved it, she said. She's also had a lot of issues where she's been in rehab battling anorexia and bulimia. She opened up about when she broke up with Wilmer Valderrama that she had sort of a breakdown and relapsed a little bit with her bulimia.
I got. I'm sorry, Dawn.
No, go ahead.
There, sweetie. No, I know just from what I've seen, her openness and her courage in reveal in talking about her story and her struggles has helped so many young women.
It really has.
I love her a lot. I think she's a wonderful young lady.
She also talks about how she thinks about her eating disorder every day, and when she feels lonely, her heart feels hungry, and food is her biggest challenge still. All right, Katy Perry, she opened up the floodgates for an aspiring designer who wore one of her own outfits to a concert. And this girl's at a meet and greet. Her name is Samantha and Bolton, and she designed this hand-beaded outfit that's just gorgeous. It has the big eye on it from her tour, and the shoes are even custom made. I mean, it's just amazing. You can go to my Twitter, Dawn at Dark, and see those designs. And so she interviews her, and so this is just blowing up for this girl. Hopefully she can become a designer. That's just she has a 9-to-5 right now, and she would like to be able to quit that and just do designing. So that was very nice of Katy Perry.
And on the spot, she ordered a dress for herself and her dog.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, really?
Oh, gosh. Yes. That's so cute.
So cute.
Okay, Michael Knight, he is also a fashion designer. He just passed away, and he was on Project Runway. Did you watch him on this season, Alexis?
I did, and he came back for an All-Star season as well.
Oh, well,
so
really?
Fun and nice, and yeah.
It's just so freaking young. Great it makes designer. Me really sad.
39.
Yes. Yeah. They're not sharing exactly what the official cause of death is yet, but he did have irritable bowel syndrome, which he really was openly discussing about his chronic abdominal pain, extreme fatigue, and exhaustion. So we'll probably find out the details of that in the next couple of days. We do have some details about Harvey Weinstein still going on. You know, he bowed out of the, he actually resigned yesterday from the board of the Weinstein Company.
Good.
They were thinking they were going to have to force him out, but he said, I have a lot of issues that I'm going to try to solve.
Understatement of the year.
Thank you.
Yeah, let's just...
Hashtag, really, dude?
Yeah. More and more women coming out saying that he made advances towards them, including Lena Headey from Game of Thrones. She said she was in tears in her car. It happened twice, and it was just shocking to her. So let me see here. Where's a positive story?
It's
so dark. So Kate Middleton and Prince William have announced that they will be having their third baby in April. So that,
aww.
Yeah. So three kids. That's a lot of kids, it seems like, nowadays. Anyway,
yeah.
That's the latest dirt. You can find, I guess they can afford it. You can find more on our website, mytalk1071.com.
Thank you for the update, honey.
Dirt alert updates at the top of every hour. Plus, get extended dirt alerts at 820, 1220, and 520.
Report back to me in an hour.
And now, Jason and Alexis in the morning with producer Don on My Talk. Everything entertainment.
If you look closely in a window, at that castle on a hill, you'll see Alexis. Good morning, everybody.
Hey!
Jason and Alexis in the morning. I'm iTalk 107.1, everything entertainment, everything Windex. I'm Jace with Lex. And country phenom, Dawn McClain.
Yeah, yeehaw.
You've been saying that for a couple weeks now. People are really going to think I have a country album.
Oh, hey.
Got to come up with something now.
That's, no, you have to know. You'll be. I want you to come out with that album.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm. It is coming up on 8:07. Welcome to the show, everybody. Hope you have a good morning. If you're sitting in traffic on 35W, we're sorry. And we're going to try to make your day a little better. If you're sitting on 394, we're sorry. And if you're sitting on 494, we're sorry. So, yep. Bottom line, if you're sitting in traffic, we're very sorry.
If you're heading east and west in the metro right now, we're feeling for you.
Yeah. And here, just to make you laugh, before we get to our special guest, we're going to give you this.
Now, it's time for one of the dumbest answers in game show history.
Name an animal with three letters in its name.
Alligator.
This has been the dumbest answers in game show history.
Okay. I guess it does.
To you, Jason.
I'm sorry.
That's
that is still one of my favorites of all time. Let's do another one of our favorites.
Now, it's time for one of the dumbest answers in game show history.
Name something people take with them to the beach.
Turkey.
This has been the dumbest answers in game show history. Back to you, Jason.
Oh, God, that makes me. What do you take to a picnic, George? Turkey. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, we're very excited. He usually stops by this time of year to talk to us. He is the grand poobah, the director, the founder, the grandfather, the father of the fantastic Twin Cities Film Fest. Jayton joins us now on the phone because tonight is the kickoff. Good morning, Jayton.
Good morning indeed, sir.
Morning.
For a question number one, how much sleep have you gotten in the last month?
1.5 hours.
That is perfect. Because Jayton's also a daddy, too.
Oh, yes. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Wow, you have a lot going on. Tonight's a big night for you. Red carpet and all.
It's huge. I mean, for me, this is the most exciting day of my year. We plan all year for it. I still get that butterfly. This is our eighth year doing it. This is our eighth opening night for the festival. And I still get those butterflies when the filmmakers start to come in, when the audiences start to come in, when all the sponsors see everything that they've given us come to fruition. I mean, it's probably the best day, you know, besides my son's birthday, in the year for me.
Well, now tell everybody, because I love this, you said 8 years, and it has grown exponentially every year. When you started, Jayton, did you ever have, a vision that it would turn into as respected as it is, as big as it is?
Well, you dream and you hope and you wish, and you do whatever it takes to make that year good, and then the year following that better, and then the year following that even better than that. So in hindsight, yes, of course I did. I of course wanted to make this happen, and it did happen. But the capacity at which it has grown has far exceeded all of my expectations.
Yeah, and you're even attracting some A-list stars like Leah Thompson and Rachel Lee Cook. What's the plan with those guys?
Yeah, so Leah Thompson is coming tonight with her directorial debut of a film called The Year of Spectacular Men. It sold out, and we had to open up a second screening. She's actually coming with her two daughters. Both of them are involved in the film. Madeline Deutsch, she's a writer, and she actually wrote 5 songs for the film. She wrote the song when she was 22 years old, so she'll be here. And her other daughter, Zoe Deutsch, who you probably know from Why Him and Before I Fall, she's becoming very big, and she's in the film as well. And Leah directed it, and she stars in it. It's a family affair, and she's originally from Minneapolis, and she came last year to our gala, and she talked about this particular film. And then when I was in L.A., she was like, can I please show this film and at your festival? I'm like, oh my goodness, you would do us the honor. Mm-hmm. And then you talked about Rachel Lee Cook. I mean, everybody knows her from She's All That with Freddie Prinze Jr. back in 1999, you guys, almost 20 years ago.
Whoa!
I know, right?
Wow.
She's coming back with a film called A Midsummer Night's Dream. Basically, Shakespeare, but modern-day L.A. is very quirky. She'll be here the last day of the festival on the 28th. I mean, it's 11 days, 123 films. And I want to point out one key thing. Over 50% of all of our films this year, that's 123 films, over 50% are women directed or women produced.
Oh,
wow, cool.
I love that. Jayton, let me ask you, because I don't even know if I know the answer to this. What is, and give us, you know, kind of the Reader's Digest version. So we're enjoying now the end result of your work throughout the year. But how does a film fest work? I mean, on a very rudimentary level. Like, how do you pick the movies and what do you do? And can you explain it in a very, you know, kind of, as I say, dumb guy, me being the dumb guy. How does this work?
Oh, sure. We start early. So as far as programming goes, we start in like January, March. Filmmakers from all over the country can submit their films to us. So we search through that. We go to different festivals across the country. We search through that. We work with studios, Warner Brothers, Fox, you name it. We work through that to get the best Oscar-contending films. We have 5 Oscar-contending films this year. And FYI, these are all premieres. These are 123 premieres of films. You haven't seen these yet. So that's a good 8-9 month process in itself. We're also a year-round organization. We do one event per month, if not 2 events.
Yeah.
I have a dedicated staff of like 20, 30 individuals that work year-round for nothing. Now, again, for nothing meaning we are a nonprofit organization. So as a nonprofit head, all I can do is give my support to these guys, and they knock it out of the park for me. So a film festival is discovery. And we want to make sure art is discovered. And art, when you think about art, film is also considered art.
Oh, yes.
We have parties every single night. Jason, you've been to our lounge before. I mean,
yes, I have.
And you don't even leave. So I mean, no. Like, we have to kick you out.
I know.
It's a good time.
I know.
And Jason doesn't even leave. It must be good.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Thank you, Don. But
again, it's one of those things where we're supporting each other in this endeavor of art and film. And what we want to make sure that you as an audience member is getting out of it is an experience. So it's that collective shared experience that's missing from our world right now.
Yeah,
we all in our technology. This is bringing back those memories of going to a theater with your mom and dad, to a theater on a date, on a proper day when you go out and have some fun and have some dinner and go to a movie and then maybe have a conversation about it. 90% of our filmmakers will be here. So you can actually have a conversation with them about it.
Wow.
I'm looking at one. We're talking to Jayton from the Twin Cities Film Fest, which kicks off tonight. I want to get Dawn in here in the conversation, but I just looked at the rundown and a movie that Andrew Garfield is out promoting, and one of our favorites, our new favorites, Claire Foy. It's called Breathe. I'm excited for that one, Jayton. That looks fantastic.
Breathe is amazing. Talk about Andrew Garfield making a run for an Oscar this year. Breathe is a true story about the gentleman back in the 60s, 70s. He was paralyzed by polio, and what he did was actually use that debilitating disease. I mean, and basically a disease that he was like, you were going to die. And he created a way for him to live. He basically invented this wheelchair with a respiratory system built in. So this is a true life story. He saved so many people from just those gas chambers, more or less. Remember those chambers that breathe for you, and all those people, all they had to do was lie there?
Yeah.
He got them out. He got them out into the world. He told them that they could live and dream more. And Claire Foy plays his wife, and oh my goodness, talk about a supporting actress that is just knocking it out of the park. And that plays tonight at 5:30. So you can actually go to that movie and then go to the opening night film at 8:15.
Mm-hmm.
Dawn, anything? I want to get you in here.
So what inspired you to do this, I guess, 9 years ago? Who are your favorite directors, and what films are you most appreciative of?
Oh, I love so many directors. Just coming from the indie field, Scorsese being probably one of my top directors of all time. And for me, I have grown up with movies and Hollywood and Bollywood. I grew up in India, and I came to the U.S. And in 2008, when everybody else was getting laid off, so was I.
Yeah.
And I took that time to basically take an active pause. And I dove into nonprofit film world, nothing I knew anything about. But I wanted to take that risk and say, okay, this is what I want to do for the rest of my life. Let's just see how this works out.
Nice.
And 9 years later, here we are celebrating our 8th year opening night ceremony. And I can't be more proud of my team that's around me and all the supporters. And for me, I want you as whoever's listening, to just come watch one movie. Yeah. You have 123 of them. Just one, and I can guarantee you, you will come back and watch more or your money back.
You will, guys. Jane's not kidding. And it's we should be, again, we always talk about how blessed we are to live in the Twin Cities because of what a great arts community we have. This is yet another example. We're really lucky to have this film fest here. Jayden, thank you so much, my friend. Good luck tonight.
Thank you very much.
Thanks,
TwinCitiesFilmFest.org.
Got awesome. It. It is TwinCitiesFilmFest.org. Don will put a link up on our show page, too. And no, seriously, if you're looking for something great to do this weekend, Jayden's right. Go see Breathe, for heaven's sake, with Andrew Garfield. I want to see that so bad because I love him. So,
yes, and Leah Thompson. There's just so many great films out right now that it's just, and he's right, they do know how to put on a great party. So.
Oh, they do. Yeah, they do.
It's fun.
TwinCitiesFilmFest.org for the full schedule. It is 8:17. Our schedule is telling us that Elizabeth Reese is next with the Dirt Alert. Stay with us.
My Talk 107.1. Everything.
There's no crying in baseball.
Entertainment.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert.
Home of Buy One Elizabeth Reese, get the second one for free. It's Jason and Alexis in the morning on My Talk 107.1, everything entertainment, everything we got's the dirt. I'm Jace with Lex and Dawn, and now it's time to get caught up with the biggest entertainment headlines of the day in the Dirt Alert via Elizabeth Reese. Good morning, Elizabeth.
I never authorized that BOGO deal, but you know what? I'll honor it, okay? I will honor it, even though it was not authorized.
We get three times a day.
Yeah. It's very true. All right, a little Harvey Weinstein update for you to start the morning. Happy Dirt Alert, everybody.
Happy Dirt Alert.
People's top story today is about Georgina Chapman, his wife, and what she really knew and what her next moves are going to be. This is what sources are telling People magazine, that their relationship started out with the understanding that, hey, if you scratch my back, I'll scratch yours.
Mm.
Weinstein helped fund the launch of Georgina Chapman's fashion label Marquesa in 2004. And then what did he do? He made all of the actresses that were in his movies. Yep. To wear them at award ceremonies. Georgina Chapman was reportedly aware of her husband's notorious temper, and she apologized many times for his verbally rough behavior, and I'm quoting a source, but she never would have stayed married if she'd known of his sexual misconduct. She was never with Harry when he behaved like this. There you go. She's meeting with divorce lawyers, and she said her heart breaks for all of the women who have suffered. I mean, I'm sure she knew that he was cheating on her and that he was sleeping with lots of other women.
Yeah.
But I think, but I would be surprised if she knew about the assault and rape.
I would too.
I would just assume it was all consensual.
Yeah.
There's enough outrage, worthy outrage to go around about the story. I'm not going to heap it on the wife. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If she says that she didn't know, I'm not going to go looking for more things to be outraged about. If the woman said that she doesn't know, I take her at her word.
Yeah.
She's going to have enough to deal with in the next 6 months to a year.
Yeah. On, their children.
Yes. Yeah, so I'm just going to believe her. And I just hope I don't see stories like, how did she not know?
I know.
It's like, but we have enough to be outraged about with this.
Well, and there's so many situations where it's like you try to blame the wife for the husband's bad behavior.
Yeah,
I mean,
he is the dirtbag.
Yeah, and that's not fair. It's not fair. Los Angeles authorities could seek criminal charges against Harvey Weinstein. Here's what the Los Angeles city attorney is asking. He wants any women who believe that they were sexually assaulted by Harvey Weinstein to come forward, talk to police. So they're going to be building a case, guys.
Mm-hmm.
The city attorney saying, yes, these allegations are not just a Hollywood thing. This is a workplace thing arising all too often in virtually every industry. He said, though, while most people don't work in the entertainment industry, victims of sexual harassment and abuse share many of the same concerns we've heard in recent days. Will my job be on the line? Will I be publicly humiliated? Will anyone believe me? And he says, we will. We're going to take these allegations very seriously and go from there. So, you know, it's always tricky to build a sexual harassment case and sexual assault case. And so we'll have to see what they end up coming up with.
Yeah.
Hopefully something good.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Rob Kardashian talking about Blac Chyna. Let's move to another section of entertainment news. Blac Chyna, you know, the headline yesterday, she's suing the entire Kardashian family.
Have fun.
The whole family.
What?
Saying that they were responsible for getting her show, Rob and Chyna, canceled. That everybody on board wanted to do it. again, and that the ratings were good, but that the Kardashians colluded to keep Rob off the show and to get it canceled. You know, the thing is, the show's called Rob in China, and then you guys broke up.
Yeah, that's the So
like, it's a little tricky to do a show about your relationship when you don't have a relationship.
What lawyer is advising her? Because
a lawyer who's willing to take money, Jason.
Say, Lisa Bloom.
Yeah,
I am not a lawyer. I'm as dumb as a box of Kleenex, but that is going to be a very tough case to prove.
You could play a lawyer on TV. Did you ever think about going to law school, Jason?
Oh, are you kidding? Oh, I could barely get through algebra.
Oh,
I did not have the grades to go into law school.
You would.
I barely had grades to get into Indiana University. So let's, you know, or Michigan City U. No. Yeah, so.
I always thought law school would be fun, but then I thought, boy, that sounds like a long time to sit in law school.
I thought about it too.
Yeah. Did you, Alexis? Yep. Mm-hmm. See, anyone who likes to speak wants to be an attorney.
No.
Like, has a secret desire to be an attorney. Plus, don't you just want to say, like, I object?
Oh, yes.
No, too much
I like
reading.
The whole fanfare of... Yeah,
it's a lot of books.
Courtroom.
You can yell "I object" during my Dirt Alert anytime, and that'll help. Like you'll feel.
I object.
Thank you.
Run.
We have a lot of secret terms.
No, I'm just kidding. No,
Ed Sheeran, you guys, this is a bummer. He is canceling some concert dates because he broke his wrist. So it's a little tricky if you play guitar and things like that to be able to play. So he's not going to be able to fulfill some of his concert dates, and he's expressing his sadness to his fans and very bummed out. So anyway.
Wow. Can he have another guitarist in there or a stand in hand?
I know. You would think so.
A stand in hand? What is he, Luke Skywalker?
He can finger it and then have someone strum it.
What?
What is the term?
I don't like it.
You press on the rings.
We're just going to drown that out.
He can still sing is my point.
Yeah. No.
So many inappropriate jokes.
Finger it.
Palate cleanser there,
He has a fracture in his right wrist and left elbow. Okay, Alexis, so he can't do what you said.
Stand and sing. No, okay, no, he probably hurts.
No,
owie.
He can't. Larry King's family wants him to end his miserable marriage to his seventh wife. I'm so surprised this one wasn't the one.
Oh man. Shoot.
Sean King, their relationship is on the brink of collapse. They've been together for 20 years. I mean, honestly, his seventh wife he's been with for 20 years.
That's good.
Larry King is 280 years old.
Jeez.
Poor human owl. Poor human owl.
Oh, my goodness.
I just can't stop. His relationship not going well. An American Chopper is being revived by the Discovery Channel, if you're interested, if you liked that show. I have no idea why.
No.
All right, guys. Gotta go.
That was great, Elizabeth. That's going to do it for Elizabeth. You can watch her today at 3 in Twin Cities Live. When we come back, it's birthday pranks right after these messages.
Lori and Julia.
Okay, so I'm looking at this Super Bowl package.
Mm-hmm.
Two guests per room, it's $9,085 per person.
Oh my word, that is highway robbery.
I want to just put this out there that I would be a really fun date for that event.
Yeah.
Wow.
Not at $8,000. Look at what you could do for $8,000.
I never said I wanted. I'm not wanting to pay. But if anyone needed a date,
Julia. That's prostitution right there that you're offering.
I am not. Offering my body. Oh. I'm just offering companionship.
Even worse. You're digging a hole for yourself.
Yeah.
I'm not out of this whole conversation.
I'm not offering any of that.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying.
Lori and Julia with producer Donnie Love on My Talk 107.1. Everything entertainment. The radio home of, are you going to that show this weekend? My Talk 107.1. Everything entertainment.
Just a little baby girl is in me. Am I coming out of left field? Ooh, I'm a rebel just for kicks. I've been feeling it since 1966. I feel over now, but I feel it still. Ooh, I'm a rebel just for kicks. Let me kick it like it's 1986. Out the feet.
Jason and Alexis in the morning.
It's the Yanni hour, actually,
that's
also.
Right, the Yanni
oh,
hour.
My gosh, I've completely forgotten about our giveaways. Oh.
Don't worry about it. We have time. Oh. Ladies and gentlemen, what can make your day better than yodeling? Yanni.
An intimate evening with Yanni.
Mm-hmm. Yodeling plus Yanni equals fantastic. Dawn McClain is standing by, everybody, yep, to give you Yanni tickets. We're looking for caller number 7 to 6-5. You know what? Hold on a minute. Now, let me do this right. Now, for the love of Yogi Bear, let me... Okay, hold on a minute. Now, just stand by here. Talk amongst yourselves, Lex.
Yeah. Yep.
Lex, bring up a subject, Lex, that the people can talk about.
Okay.
Bring up a subject.
Bring up a subject.
Yeah, for people to talk about. Why pull up Yanni
to talk about.
Music.
Tomato, tomato.
How about
what else is going on today?
Forget it. I don't need it anymore.
Oh, that parrot that's making sexual noises. Okay.
Discuss. Uh-huh. Yeah, there we go.
That was pretty fun. We should play that again too.
We'll play that again.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, so here's some Yanni music, I think. Wow, no, that was absolutely horrible. Yeah.
Oh,
okay, here we go.
Are you sure?
Yeah, this is. There we go, Yanni. This isn't even Yanni. This is not going well. This is not going well.
So once upon a time, there was a parrot, and it listened to its owner make sex noises.
Here's Yanni. Okay, we are giving away a pair of tickets for an intimate evening with Yanni. Piano, an intimate conversation.
At the Ordway.
On Monday, October 30th. Monday, October 30th.
Please make sure you can go that day.
Please make sure you love Yanni.
Mm-hmm.
651-641-1071. 651-641-1071. This song, by the way, called In the Morning Light. Oh. In the Morning Light, Alexis looks peaked. That's right.
Hot mess.
That's right. Hot mess.
Oh, you know what? This is kind of what we need.
What?
I mean, how
Yanni?
Peaceful is this right now?
Hashtag the world needs Yanni.
A little moment of just beautiful music and talent and skill and that hair flowing.
Okay.
At the piano.
Yeah, there we go. We need Yanni. The world needs Yanni. Good luck.
I think so.
Dawn McClain is standing by. That's right. It's time for birthday pranks, everybody. It is our weekly segment where we do a candid camera style little prank with the help of you, the spouses out there. So this one, it's my acting skills. I play a psychic, and I'm calling a wife who does not believe in psychics. So the first conversation you're going to hear is the conversation between me and the husband. So ladies and gentlemen, it's time for birthday pranks.
Birthday pranking with Jay. Because she's bad at lying to people.
Hello.
May I speak to Brandon, please?
Yeah, this is Brandon.
Hey, Brandon. This is Jason Matheson with My Talk 107.1. How are you?
Hey, what's up?
Hi, is this a good time?
This is actually... Okay, I'm good.
Perfect. Yeah. Okay, so we got your email that you want to birthday prank your wife. So do you have an idea? Can you point us in the right direction or a scenario or something?
Actually, I really do. I wanted to do like a phone psychic call for her.
Okay.
Because she's a real skeptic. And we were talking about psychics recently with Halloween coming up and everything.
Okay.
But she's real skeptical, so I thought it'd be funny to have like have her agree to do like a phone psychic reading over the phone. But have you like really nail it.
Got it. You know. So like maybe I'll say, I'll say that you obviously set it up. I'm the psychic and, And so if you can be around her, like, you know, like you said, in the garage or something, you can feed me some information when we call. Does that sound good?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Perfect.
Hello.
Hi, may I speak to Elaine, please?
This is Elaine.
Hi, Elaine. My name is Lance de Havilland Colby. How are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
Hi. I'm doing well. Your husband set this up. I'm the psychic that he inquired about. Is this a good time?
Oh, sure.
And I will tell you on right off the bat, we can this can go on as long or as short as you would like. So if you run into some scheduling conflicts, you just let me know, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Okay. And I know your husband said you're not fully buying into this, and that's totally okay. You won't be the first, and you won't be the last. So, mm-hmm. Yeah. So is there anything that you want to know, or do you just want me to kind of let you know what I'm seeing, what I'm feeling?
I mean, I really, why don't you just do your thing? Because I'm really only doing this to, you know, appease my husband. So you do you, and I'll just let you do it.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm seeing, are you guys getting ready? I'm seeing travel. I'm seeing, I'm not seeing, road travel. I'm seeing quite a distance for you guys to be traveling. Are you guys preparing for a trip?
I mean, I feel like everybody is thinking about traveling at some point in their life.
Yeah. So. I'm seeing within by next summer, and I'm specifically seeing Europe, and I'm seeing Italy for some reason. Were you preparing?
What?
Are you preparing a trip to Italy?
I mean, I was just like researching it.
Okay. See, I'm already getting you a little bit, but let me see what else I can. Let me see what else. Did you just recently change your look?
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm seeing kind of a I'm seeing transformational images.
Like what? Like what do you see?
I see a drastic change in your appearance, like a major haircut, a change. I see you just visions of transforming.
Okay. That's crazy.
Did you just get some? Did you just do kind of a makeover or something like that?
Yeah, I just like cut all my hair off.
Okay. Okay. Well, I also I see very, very specific images of your childhood. Did you? And I know everybody. I know everybody has a pet. A big chunk of people have a pet. But did you have a beloved dog that died prematurely?
Yeah.
I'm seeing a Frisbee. Does that mean anything? And very specific, like not a bone, not a generic toy. I'm seeing very specifically the dog is sitting next to a Frisbee. Does that mean anything?
Yes. Oh, my God. My dog, Boomer, he, like, loved to play Frisbee, and he would, like, jump up and catch it.
Yeah. I'm seeing, like, he's, like, wagging his tail, and he's sitting there, and the Frisbee is right next to him. See? I'm getting you, aren't I? I told you. I told your husband I would get you. I told him. But I'm all
insane.
Mm-hmm.
I never like believed in this before.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm not. I get more. I don't get people speaking to me. I'm not talking to the dead. I get more images. Even just through conversation, I'll be at Target and I'll be in front of a woman and I'll see images of her life. So that's kind of how this works. Like for you, I'm seeing, like right now, I'm seeing, are you wearing like a hot pink jacket?
Yes. Yeah, I have like a workout, like a track jacket on.
Yeah.
It's hot pink.
And as you know, I would have no way of, I'm obviously not in your house. I promise you I'm not outside your bushes.
I hope not.
No, I promise. I promise. But I'm just seeing, are you, you're wearing something hot pink?
Yeah.
Yeah. And by chance, did your husband buy you that hot pink jacket? Elaine, this is Jason from My Talk 107.1, and you've been birthday pranked.
What?
This is a birthday prank orchestrated by your husband. Say hi to your husband, Elaine.
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God.
I see a fight in your future. That's what I see.
Oh,
happy birthday, Elaine.
This wasn't real. I knew psychics weren't real.
Well, I can't say that. I think Sylvia Brown's pretty real, but I am definitely not a psychic. And I had, if it wasn't for your husband giving me information, I would have no idea.
You guys
totally killed it.
Well, have a good birthday, Elaine, and I see a good birthday and maybe a little fight, like I said, in your future.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Bye. Birthday pranks, Wednesdays at 7:20 and 8:40, right here on Jason and Alexis in the Morning. We'll be right back, everybody.
We'll be near you, baby.
Soaring in like an eagle. This is Jason and Alexis in the Morning on My Talk 107.1, everything entertainment, everything automation is killing jobs. I'm Jace with Lex and Dawn McClain. Thank you for being here, everybody. Almost done. A couple more minutes, and then we're going to... Then it's up to Donna and Marley to entertain you.
Yep, they
and
got
good,
this.
And good luck for that. Good luck to them. Yeah, we'll see. Is she in here? Do we have her? Is she in here yet?
Not yet.
It's a little early. Now, while we're waiting, though, we have one more prize to give away.
Yes.
We have one more prize. That's right. What are we giving away now, Don?
No, we have... where's my sheet?
I have it.
Oh, here we go. Yeah, I got it.
You have
it? All right, it's a four-pack of general admission tickets to Minneapolis St. Paul Magazine's ASID Minnesota Showcase Home Tour. Ooh. This goes from October 21st to November 12th, and you get a chance to tour the breathtaking chateau on Lake Minnetonka.
Gorgeous.
Beautiful.
Four tickets.
They're actually inviting you to creep on them.
That's
so go
right.
do it. It's a beautiful house. Oh, my goodness.
It's gorgeous.
It's
gorgeous.
An inspiration.
It is. So, 651-641-1071. 651-641-1071. Dawn McClain is standing by with her axe and her yodeling outfit to take your phone call. 651-641-1071.
Oh,
call
wow.
Dawn now. What?
She is dedicated. Look at
she's
her.
Climbing, she's climbing that mountain.
Axe. Wow.
That's right. It's amazing.
Whoa.
Her little yodeling hat. So adorable.
Oh, so cute.
She can. Thanks to our friends at Minneapolis St. Paul Magazine. Pick up the current issue on newsstands right now. Now, do we have is she in here yet? Do we
nope,
have them
not yet.
No, not
nope.
in here yet.
No, she is.
Oh, yeah.
No,
I
she's
mean,
coming
yep,
around the
here
corner.
She is.
Oh,
yep.
She's coming
she's
in
coming
right
around.
Now. She's
coming around the corner.
Coming around the mountain when she comes.
I'll be coming around the mountain when she comes.
She's here.
I am around the mountain. I hear.
Hey, girl.
She's around the mountain, and I'm here.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the one, the only, Marley Bigelow McMillan.
Guten Tag.
Guten Tag.
Konnichiwa.
Marley, how you doing?
Jason, I'm doing pretty well, thank you.
Okay. How was your night last night, Biggles?
Hey, I had a wonderful evening last
really?
Night, thanks.
Anything you want to tell us about? Anything you want to share with the rest of the class?
I went to bed early.
Oh, that's
girl.
The best.
I just had a low-key evening, helped a friend out with a new puppy.
Your cute aggression on.
I had a very I don't do this enough, and I shouldn't, but it was very, very calming. I did some organizing. Organizing.
Wow.
You know,
that is
like
best
I went.
Feeling.
I
it
know.
Is.
I went
it
through
really
like
is.
my phone records and organized those. My tax records.
Can you do mine? Ooh.
You know what? You know what else is calming, Marley?
What?
Doing all of that Naked. With Yanni in the background.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's what I meant.
Naked
that's
and with Yanni. That's intimate. Yeah, that, wow. At the Ordway
naked
even.
Naked Yanni. Yeah.
Oh, wow. That is special.
That is special.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah.
What do you have coming up on your program? And you know what we're going to do? We're going to put Yanni in the background of your tease today.
Okay, beautiful. Yeah. Well, I'd like to tease these three things, which is coming up at 9:30.
Okay.
Sex injuries are up.
Yeah, they are.
This is themed WTF.
Wow.
Sex injuries are up. The conclusion of the United Airlines debacle when the guy was dragged off the plane.
Yeah.
And you won't believe what a woman just ran a marathon in. Thank you.
See, I appreciate that you're delivering your cadence, your voice matched the tone of Yanni. I appreciate that. It didn't go unnoticed here, Marley.
Yeah, I imagine when you're talking about sex injuries and you two acted like, yeah, they're up. Uh-huh.
They are.
Yes. I know that.
Well, speaking of sex, yeah, Don. Sorry, Don. Yeah, I'm sorry.
You two
sorry,
are just Don. Like, yeah. I know.
Speaking of sex, Marley, did you hear about the parrot that this woman owned?
Oh, my gosh.
And that imitated the parrot listened to her owner having sex. She kept hearing the woman have sex, so the parrot started imitating her lovemaking. Listen to this. This is not a joke.
Okay.
That's a parrot bopping up and down in stage.
Isn't that nuts, Biggles?
That's crazy. You know what I learned when we were at the zoo, too, is that parrots, they only mimic the sounds that they like.
Yeah.
So that parrot liked what it was hearing.
Yeah, liked the nookie. Yeah.
What do you do when your mom comes over and your parrot's making those noises?
Or
you
the
put
preacher.
The parrot outside.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Or the priest, as Don points out.
Preacher. That's right.
When you invite the preachers over.
Yeah.
Well, that's it. Thank gosh.
Because they come over all the time.
Yeah. Yeah. That's going to do it for us. The baton has now been passed to Donna and Marley. It's up to them to entertain you. And if they don't, bitch to them. See you tomorrow, everybody.
They're a sure thing. Don't worry, though.
Yeah, they are a sure thing. Yeah.
If we don't, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't care. Bye, everybody.
Chances are good.
My Talk 107.1. Everything.
That's life. 1 minute you're on top of the world. Next minute some secretary is running you over with a lawnmower.
Entertainment.